Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, Mind Over Mayo with the Bethel Regional High School.
Hi, guys.
And welcome back to another episode of Mind Over Mayo, and I'm Mary Clyde.
I'm King Devon.
I'm Layla Rogers.
I'm Mia Daniel.
And I'm Absolute
Momo. I'm Terrell Bell.
Josiah Wiseman.
I think a first helpful step to deal with stress as a teen is to firstly understand and figure out what is causing you stress. Whether that stress comes from school or your academic life, the expectations and pressure that may come from your family and friends, trying to fit in with your peers, dealing with low self-esteem, relationships, and after-school activities.
And once you have taken the time to figure out what is causing your stress, the next step in the process is to learn and find ways to deal with them in a healthy way. There are a lot of ways to find solutions and strategies to manage that stress. It's mainly all about just finding the solution that works best for you. So here are all the multiple different ways that you can deal with your stress in a way that can help you mentally, physically, and even emotionally.
Exercising is a good way to deal with stress, especially as a teenager, because exercising helps boost your mood along with helping deal with stress and anxiety. Another reason why exercising is a good way to deal with stress is because it also burns off energy and can help clear your mind, improve sleep, and lastly, boost your confidence.
Getting enough sleep is a big deal, especially when it comes to helping manage your stress. Sleep can help deal with your stress because it is known that teenagers need at least 8 to 10 hours of sleep. But to be real, a lot of us don't get the rest that we need each night. And when we don't get enough sleep, things will become harder to do. Since our brains are still developing and our bodies are going through physical and emotional changes, so it is really important that teens must do so because it can cause our stress to worsen.
So make sure that you prioritize getting enough sleep every night because your body and mind need it much more than we think they do. Exercising is known to be a good way to deal with stress, especially as a teenager. And from my personal experiences, exercising has kind of helped me deal with stress at some, only sometimes, but to be honest, that's not really a helpful way that I have dealt with my stress. And I find that doing other things besides exercising has helped me deal with my stress way more better than exercising has been.
Yeah, I think that exercise has definitely helped me relieve my stress. The feeling like afterwards when you're exercising and like after you're done, it just feels like really nice. And most of the time I'm doing like physical activity, I'm like surrounded by my friends, so it makes it like so much more fun.
Do you personally think that exercising is a good way for you to deal with your stress or relieve it?
I think it's a good way to relieve stress for me because usually I'll just go out of my house to go to the gym and I'll just put my AirPods on and do whatever that I want to do at the gym and just listen to music or watch a movie. And it's really nice to calm down and just be by myself. Or like even during practices and stuff, it's fun to be away and do something that we all like and enjoy.
Yes, especially because even though exercising makes me feel good afterwards and makes me feel better about myself and help me to forget all the negative thoughts and stress that are in my life, personally, I still think that for me, it's not something that I would do all the time to help relieve my stress because I have found better methods to deal with my stress. Getting sleep is a really big deal, especially when it comes to helping manage your stress and being a teenager, because our brains are still developing and we are going through both physical and emotional changes in our bodies as we are growing. So when you don't get that amount of hours of sleep that you need every night, things become really hard to do, especially getting up in the morning, and it's just not good on your mind and your body. And when you continue to have bad sleeping habits, I think, or I believe, it'll just become worse in the long run. So sleeping is a really good way to help deal with your stress, because I personally, when I feel stressed out, I usually sleep it off, because it just helps me clear my mind and just forget about the stress. So sleeping is like really good to help manage your stress.
Yeah, I can tell when I don't get enough sleep during the day, because I'll be groggy or I'll be just not enjoying the day because I'm tired.
How many hours of sleep do you guys get? Or do you guys get enough sleep every night?
Yes, I try to get enough sleep at night. But I am guilty of not putting my phone down when when I'm supposed to, like...
I'm guilty.
Yeah, I am guilty, though. Like, I feel so guilty.
I know, I just feel like I could have went to bed earlier and had a better day if I just went to bed earlier. And I would have been... Because, like, if I don't go to bed at least at, like, maybe before 12, I don't want to wake up. And I'll go to school not ready because I try to sleep in longer. So I think it's really important for me to get enough sleep so I want to wake up.
Yeah, I'm just setting that alarm and then setting it even later and later and hitting snooze.
And sometimes I'm late to school because I'll just keep turning it off and then I'll wake up at, like, 9. And then I'll be late to school because I went to bed too late. So I think it's really important to get enough sleep. And that can also cause stress, like getting late to school and being a little bit behind in work because you missed like the first half hour of class. So
I usually get to like 8 to 7 hours of sleep. But sometimes it's less because I can't sleep because of the heater that's literally under my bed. And it just goes, and then it gets really, really hot.
Usually, I get at least 6 hours, and I know I need to work on that. There's times where it's, like, 5 hours, too, but that's, like, weird to admit, but I know there's other people who, like, relate to it, and I don't know. Yeah, I need to work on actually going to sleep, and I live pretty close to school, and I still wake up late, and I end up late to school. So, yeah, I need to work on that.
I'm also guilty with not getting enough sleep every night, because each night I'm getting 4 or less hours of sleep. And I'm surprised I still manage to wake up pretty early for school, but then when I don't get enough sleep each night, it makes me really tired all day, and that just gets me stressed out because I really want to sleep and I cannot focus on my work as much as I would like to, and I end up procrastinating and sleeping in class because I don't get the amount of hours of sleep that I need like every night. So
another way is to avoid unhealthy coping mechanisms. Is when you are still dealing with stress, it might be feel easier to turn to these things like smoking weed, tobacco, drinking alcohol, self-harm, and eating a lot, staying on your phone after hours, procrastinating or not doing your work, avoiding all your problems. Turning to these mechanisms are never going to help you in the long run, and over time, they will make your stress worsen or even become long-term. So the next time you feel like turning to these negative mechanisms that could turn into bad habits, just keep in mind that there are so many other ways that you can deal with your stress, and doing these things are never the solution and never going to really help. Some of those things that I avoid from doing unhealthy coping mechanisms is by I work a lot. I enjoy working, like, hard-earned working. I like doing labor work as well. Like, anything that keeps my hands busy or my mind busy, that keeps me away from doing unhealthy things. And what about you, Mary?
I sometimes have trouble avoiding dealing with stress. I'm gonna restart that. I sometimes struggle with avoiding unhealthy coping mechanisms to deal with my stress, because things such as being on my phone for hours or just like doing things when I'm bored, even though I could be doing other productive things to deal with my stress, I sometimes struggle with that. And I do agree that it is not the way to go when dealing with your stress. Drinking, smoking, or emotional eating, or even self-harm are things that you should definitely avoid when you're trying to deal with your stress, because it will harm you in the long run. If you're struggling with addictions or self-harm, then you should go out and seek help and most likely find a trusted adult or somebody you could confide in to find other healthy ways to deal with that stress. So, but you just say, what do you do to deal with avoiding unhealthy coping mechanisms to deal with your stress?
For me, I just play ball, possibly other games, and that's probably all since I am in, I don't know. I like playing ball with my friends. I'm going to list them one by one. I'll try. Keithan, Colton, Nick, Antonio, that tall kid with glasses, that other kid, I do not know his name. We are very bad except for Colton and Keithan. That is all, I think. I play ball if my friends tell me to play ball. For example, during the summer, they tell me to go to GJE for a ball. It is very long. I have to bring water. 2 or 3 water bottles. Very muddy if you go after raining. Do not wear not grippy shoes. You will fall. If you want to be good at ball, ask Colton or Keithan or Dom. I do not know.
How I deal with unhealthy coping mechanisms, I listen to music, draw, and sometimes chat with friends and joke around. And I think that's it.
Teens also struggle with their personal issues, like insecurities, which can make them feel very uncomfortable about themselves in public because they want to look a certain way or overthink that they don't look as good as they thought. Teens also struggle with their personal issues like insecurities, which can make them feel very uncomfortable about themselves in public because they want to look a certain way or overthink that they don't look as good as they imagine. Teens are insecure about all of the little things because of the pressure of fitting in and getting made fun of or bullied about their appearance. Another reason why they are insecure about themselves is because they don't have support from their families or friends, which makes them have less confidence in themselves and their appearance and what their actions. Teens also who are dealing with divorced parents may not have a father or mother figure in their life to help them teach them certain things in life. Teens need a mother and a father figure so they know what to do as their role in life. A teen having divorced parents can affect them in different ways, such as their emotional, as their emotions, their behavior, and how they perform in life.
So, Josiah, how do you deal with stress in your life?
I play game or play ball with friends, usually ball.
And do you go to somebody to talk to you about your stress? And if you don't, how come?
I don't, but personal reasons I won't go into too much explaining.
And do you feel as if the adult figures in your life understand the kind of stress that teens go through?
I have no idea.
Layla, how do you deal with stress in your life?
The way I deal with stress is I hang and chat with friends. Also watch or do anything funny to lighten the mood. I even listen to music to calm my nerves, and I think it's really soothing for me.
And do you go to somebody to talk to you about your stress? But if you don't, well, how come?
Not really, because I don't really trust anyone. So, yeah.
And do you feel as if adults in your life understand the kind of stress that us teens go through?
I have no idea, actually.
How I deal with stress in my life is finding things I enjoy doing and having fun with my friends to get my mind off of things. I usually go to people when I'm, like, stressed out and... and talk to people about different things that is not related to my stress, so, like, forget about what I'm stressing about.
The way that I deal with stress in my life, in my personal experiences, I've always dealt with stress. I usually just lay down in a quiet space, like my bedroom, either, like, listening to music that I like, or I also vent to my friend about what is stressing me out, or to my siblings, and I sometimes usually just sleep it off, because to me, sleeping it off is what works best for me to get rid of my stress, because when I'm stressed out, I like to be alone to deal with it, and or just talk to my friends. But if I am stressed out in a situation where I'm not alone to deal with it, I don't really have a way, and I don't have a way to deal with it, I would just get extra quiet and distance myself from others, since I don't want to risk lashing out at them just because I'm feeling stressed out or frustrated about whatever I am stressed out about. And I don't feel as if adult figures in my life understand the kind of stress that teens go through, because... as a teen, I would always hear from a lot of adults talk about how we don't know what stress is, or that they tell us that we don't know what stress feels like, and that we're not supposed to be stressed out, or that we're lazy or seeking attention just because we are young, and which is really annoying to hear from them, because teens do go through stress, and just because they don't have a lot of the same responsibilities as most adults do, that doesn't mean that teens don't know what it's like to go through stress.
For listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.